So as we get into the baseball part of this, preparing for a playoff game tomorrow, is it possible that we see a return of Akil Baddoo for the postseason? Given that he has a left-handed bat, they're talking about maybe using him instead of Jace Young. In fact, I believe it was Evan Petzold who even predicted that in the free press. Is that who it was?
Yes.
Saying that Baddoo and his ability to steal a base might be the preferred option there.
Well, and that would be the difference. Because Jace Young actually had a better season at the plate. I'm trying to look up his splits now, though. Against left-handed pitching, he only had 10 at-bats against left-handed pitching. However, he was 3 of 10. So, Doug, that's a 300 average.
Bravo, Gator.
And also drew a couple of walks. His on-base percentage in the 10 at-bats, 417. So it's you can make your case for Baddoo, and the case is the ability to run. Jace Young, though, is a better pinch hit option.
Mm-hmm.
Fielding-wise, Baddoo is an outfielder. Young is an infielder. So, I mean, you're looking at it, it's very interesting how the roster is going to shake up and what they decide to do. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer with it. But I'm trusting AJ Hinch, and I'd love to hear his reasoning either way of what he decides to do. Part of me wants to see Jace Young just because he's one of these younger players that you think is part of the core. Whereas Akil Baddoo has kind of had his opportunities and I think has defined himself what he is as a player, and it's not as a core player. So
yeah. Now, Justin Henry Molloy is being a right-handed bat against a predominantly left-handed pitching staff is probably going to make it. I don't think he finished strong, but he doesn't have a hit since September 7th. He hasn't played a ton.
But he also has the Tigers' best OPS against left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
At 893. It's only 48 at-bats, but... Nonetheless,
893. Yeah. He went 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts in that game against the White Sox Friday night that they clinched. But nonetheless, you know, you go with the track record, right? You go with the guy that can do it over a lengthy period of time. And so I would understand why he'd be the call. But it'd be kind of strange to see Akil Baddoo suddenly parachute in and be a part of this team. I get it. I mean,
that's speed, yeah. I mean, I totally understand it, too. If you're counting on tight games, you need specialists. And he would be a specialist. The guy can get on base. He stole, I think, 27 bases or something like that in Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't run a whole lot with the Tigers this year. Didn't play a ton either. I mean, he and Young have roughly the same amount of at-bats.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if he's really that much of an advantage because of the speed or not.
Is there anything about taking away a little bit of the mojo of the team, but from having a guy that's been here and playing all throughout this, taking him out of the postseason roster?
Yeah, there can be. There can be.
I feel like this is completely, you can't measure it, you know? There's no way to quantify what taking Jace Young away, who's been playing just about every day, taking him out of the off the postseason or this series roster, because he can put him in the next series. It just might be a righty lefty thing.
Yeah, and it's about an at bat. It's not about guys in the field, though. I mean, is Jace Young going to play the infield? Not likely. Not if they got left handed starts.
Yeah,
I think you're going to see a lot of Campbell, McKinstry, and Trey Sweeney on the left side of the infield.
Yeah,
and Abanez.
Well, look, I mean, this is
a lot of Abanez.
The way this is shaping up, it's a tough decision for AJ Hinch, Scott Harris, and everybody to make. But, I mean, look, Akil Baddoo, he's been here a while. I think fans still like him. Struggled a bit, spent a good portion of the season down in Toledo. Hasn't played with the Tigers since August 15th, I believe. So it's been a minute. Since he's come to Detroit, he has 82 plate appearances this season. That is by far the fewest he has had in a season with the Tigers. But again, he'd be a pinch runner. He'd be a guy that when you need a stolen base, it's hard to steal off lefties. But, you know, is that even worth it? It's another question.
Yeah, I don't know. My gut tells me it's not.
Is it hard to steal against lefties?
No. My gut tells me it's not worth it to have Akil Badu out because I think it's very tough to steal on lefties.
Yeah.
So I think I'd like to see Jace Young on the roster.
I think I'd probably go with Jace Young too. Kind of like, all right, this is working. Why mess with it? And you know, if you really, really think it, if you're late in a game and the left-handed starter is out of the game and you got a righty reliever and you can put Akil Badu in and you really are confident he can steal that base when you need it or get from first to third or score from first on a gap shot or score on a, you know, hard hit ball to left field.
See, the more you talk about it, the more you can convince the other way.
Yeah.
Because speed is important.
Yep.
So important.
But they've done a good job without him. Like they've been doing a good job of taking the extra 90.
Now I'm back on the other side.
Wasn't my intent. But, and then the other thing is you can carry, I think there's a maximum number of pitchers.
13 is the max.
Okay. You can carry 13 pitchers. I would sense that they would carry all 13, as many as they can, because of the way they like to utilize the pitching staff. Although it's so weird. It's only
a three
game
round. You don't have to.
It's only a three game series.
I wouldn't.
But I love the way that they've used the pen.
I do too.
And if that means three batters here, three batters there, and AJ gets to dictate the matchups.
But if you're only doing a three here and three, I mean, so that leaves, basically you're talking about having Maeda on the roster or not.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't mind leaving Maeda off.
Okay.
Have they even announced the starters for the Tigers other than Scooble?
I don't think so. I would imagine Scooble and Olsen.
See if they've announced. I haven't seen that they've announced them. Because that, I mean, that's another part of this is, yeah, nobody's, the only team that's, yeah, the Tigers nor Houston have announced a starter for a game on Wednesday. I just saw this on ESPN's website, the link for tickets. You know how much you can get, what the buy-in price is for game one? Tigers in Houston?
No.
$18. For Wednesday's game two, it's $16. Now, it's Houston. It's not easy to get to, but that is, if you're thinking about road tripping, it looks like the buy-in price is reasonable. 248-539-9797. Sorry, I got sidetracked. I wanted to get into the reasons why I am chesty about the Lions tonight against Seattle. We'll get to that coming up shortly. 248-539-9797. From Scott regarding the bubble. Yeah, the bubble can be done for this game, but A, turn off your phone. 2, don't talk to any coworkers. And D, don't stop at a party store for beer on your way home. Stop at Walgreens. I get it. Walgreens, you can get in and get out with fewer people talking at a party store. A few people talking about.
Might have a TV on watching it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's right, though. If you got to stop for beer, Walgreens. Makes sense.